Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, there's certain things that we preach, and in the end, it comes down to it, like, guys got to be on the ground. Like, it doesn't matter if it's running back, quarterback, wide receiver, guys got to be on the ground. That's what has to happen, and certain things we can certainly do to emphasize those positions that we could potentially be in. In the end, when it comes down to it, offensive players that are carrying the ball need to be on the ground.
Bobby Babich, maybe not the most incendiary quote or anything, but it might make you wonder, think about, like, what is a coach's responsibility when it comes to tackling? He sounds like he's kind of saying there, not in a bad way, but like, there's only so much I can do. Get in position.
Yeah.
But you got to get him to the ground. I see me over here with the headset. I cannot get him to the ground. I cannot do that for you.
No, I can try to tell you where to be. Or actually directly tell you where to be or where you should be. I can coach you on your technique in getting the person to the ground, but the literal act of getting the guy on the ground, yeah, there's you know, the coach can't really do much about that once the game's going.
Plus, it's the NFL. How much technique is really on the table in these conversations?
I wonder, like, we talked about this with Sal. Well, he just made an example out of how, like, how's Milano doing, you know, when he's practicing limited. And he's like, well, he's tackling the bag hard. Like, he had a pec muscle injury. Like, he's going after that. So I wonder, like, do they watch those reps and then try to correct? I would imagine yes. I mean, they probably watch everything. So Am I like grading Matt Milano's technique on the bag? I think probably, if I'm being thorough. Now, maybe there are guys that you just eventually go, yeah, I think he's got it. Like, I'm not.
Well, he wouldn't be one of them.
Maybe, right? But like other guys, like, I don't know. I would think you'd want to correct that if you see a guy going at that bag and something about their foot positioning or their arms or something. Something's not right. I think you'd want to fix it. So there's probably some coaching that happens there.
I think there certainly can be, but it's not high school where you're really teaching tackling, right? Like, you're really teaching kids how to get low and drive, you know, your hips, your shoulder, whatever it is, however you would teach it. I've never been in that job. But in the NFL, I think that's sort of like they're walking in the door knowing how to tackle, and I'm the defensive coordinator in the National Football League. Like, you know, kind of just let's go here, maybe. It's something to think about. A person you know and respect and admire.
Oh, God.
Said he would take, you know, Bills at Colts.
Go ahead. I know who it is now.
Do you?
Yeah.
Why? How?
I don't know.
Did he tell you?
No. No, but you
it's not Don Postles.
You have a No, of course, it's Jackie Walker. No, you have a certain way of talking about this person that just tripped a wire. It didn't happen when you first said it, but now this lead up to it makes me all... I'm going to go with 100% sure I know who it is.
Go ahead.
Adam Krautwurst.
No, it's Sal.
Oh, Sal, okay. You never talk about Sale that way.
That's well. I still got it.
You got it. You got me. I thought for sure it'd be Adam Krautwurst, but you didn't do the, like, it's someone you love and respect or whatever. All the other crap you usually say.
I didn't lay it on quite as thickly.
No, that's right. Sale says he would take. When's he coming on next?
Tomorrow.
Okay.
He can call in anytime he wants, but tomorrow.
I mean, I get it. It's not a no-brainer. I'm 4-1. I have the same record as them. I'm not five games in. And they're sort of new here. Like, it gets harder to doubt them the longer it goes here, right? I mean, they just keep scoring 40 points every time they step on the field, or you know, whatever. I mean, they're killing people. So, you know, I got to stand back from, you know, that's not going to last. It's Daniel Jones. He's going to turn into a pumpkin. Like, we've seen guys have. Sam Darnold had this season last year. Geno Smith had this season a few years ago. Like, it has happened recently enough. So, I'm pumping the brakes on their, you know, it's Cinderella time for them.
Fine.
But still, it's 5 weeks in. Like, let's see. Let talk to me mid-season. Are they keeping pace? You know, if I fall behind, yeah, I know that's the beauty of asking the question now. Like, would I settle for that? It's certainly a better outcome than having to deal with the Chiefs or even the Ravens if they ever get back on their feet, or I don't know. I even would say the Bengals if they, you know, make, you know, get by here without Burrow and get him back and maybe lean into it at the end. But
well, that was exactly Sal's point. Is sure you could play that game at home, but you might play somebody good. I mean, good, you know, better
right.
than the Colts.
Right.
Somebody that does scare you.
Right.
Would you take at Colts AFC Championship? As Sal mentioned in the text, controlled environment. I don't have any wind or elements to worry about.
Yeah.
Versus home to somebody else that you might be more afraid of that is just better. I mean, or, you know,
yeah.
I said it all, at home.
Yeah, yeah.
That was kind of his point.
I don't really care that much about home or the road. I want the week off. Like that is the piece that doesn't get reflected in this thought experiment.
Right.
Because it's you know, who wouldn't rather play the Colts than any of the teams we've already talked about? Right, of course. And again, we'll see by January how we feel about that. But even still, if the premise is they're last year's Vikings, all right, let's see what happens when you get on the field of being a playoff game, Sam Darnold. Right, or a game you need to win to clinch the division, Sam Darnold. He did turn into a pumpkin at the end, and now he's back playing great again in Seattle. Anyways, but the week off is the bigger prize. I get to rest. Maybe I'm even comfortable enough to be able to rest sooner than just getting the wild card weekend off, but not having to play that game is huge. I don't even care about playing Indianapolis in their dome or my place. It's the week off is what I want.
AFC South is a story, and it is in concert with, I mean, here's Jacksonville beating Kansas City with Chiefs 2-3,
mm-hmm.
Bills lose a game, Ravens 1-4, Bengals in shambles. Like, you've got the top tier, Bills at the top of that list, I think, but you've got, you know, questions about, at least, or worse, the top teams, the supposed top teams in the conference. In the AFC South, you have Indianapolis, Jacksonville 4-1, Houston blows out the Ravens, 2 in a row for Houston, maybe they're good, they're on bye this week. Here's one take about that division. I watched the whole game last night. I don't think Jacksonville's good at all. That's a lot of NFL games, maybe even ours Sunday night, which is just like a call here and there, a turnover. Lawrence literally falls down on his winning touchdown as Chris Jones just kind of watches him do it.
Right.
I mean, it was a weird night. We talked about Lawrence throwing from across the line of scrimmage like immediately in that game. That sat in my head all night. I'm like, this guy,
yep.
What's wrong with him? And I am concocting these, you know, these scenarios in my head where, like, he just does not want to be on the field. I talk about how Kyler Murray always looks so miserable. Lawrence kind of looks not miserable as much as just, like, distant. And, you know, that's just one guy watching from his couch. But they did win. I don't know. I was on with ADP chasing this morning with Davis Maddock, and he's a Chiefs fan. And he's like, I know they lost the game, but my Chiefs have never been so back as they are now. Like, what was it? Yards per play and success rate. They hit 100%. If you like success rate, they kind of did whatever they wanted and still lost. Time management got screwed up a little bit. Andy Reid's wimpy punt which he's never been above doing as a coach, even with all his winning.
They turned it over about to walk into the end zone themselves, and that turned into a score the other way. It was a 99-yard pick six in this game.
Play of the game.
And that is Jacksonville. They're 4-1 record. I mean, I'm trying to think. The same guy, Dean, might have had two of the takeaways in a five takeaway performance against the Niners earlier this year already. Like he's that guy. He's having that. Who's the guy with the Bears way back? Peanut Tillman. Like, they're just having this year where the takeaways just come like that, and they're all just really. I mean, they're all any time you take the ball away, it's important. But man, you take it away at your 1 yard line and go 99 the other way. I mean, that should be worth more.
Kansas City's schedule won't quit though. I mean, Lions Sunday night this week, Washington in 2 weeks, Bills after that, at Denver, Colts. They'll have a tough time. I mean, how many games can they afford to lose? Maybe six? And they've lost three already, and they've got tough games like all pretty much up and down the schedule. Well, you know, good luck to them.
No, I don't want my name on that.
Andy is next. Hello, Andy.
Hello. So maybe I'm confused on the question, because if the question is, do I want the Bill? Would I take Bill's AFC Championship game in Indianapolis?
Right.
Of course, yes. Because to Bulldog's point, I 100% agree. Want the week off. However, if the question is, I guarantee to be in the AFC Championship game. Please put me in the dome. Please put me in Indianapolis. I mean, like, I don't know. But if the question is, do I want the number one seed?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
But I would prefer the one seed over guaranteed in Indianapolis.
Would you take that, Andy? Well, would you take Bills and AFC Championship anywhere?
Yes.
Yeah, I think me too. I mean,
I have to because I look at last year and I go, we weren't supposed to be anywhere close to that. We were in the game. To me, Bills in the AFC Championship game, we've made it that far. It's already a coin flip. Please, just don't, for the love of God, don't put me against the Chiefs again. Honestly, I kind of want the Chiefs at home. I don't want to be in Arrowhead. Like, if we can avoid the Chiefs in the AFC Championship game, love it. Don't care.
Okay.
That's all I want.
Thanks.
I'll take it.
So anywhere else, you will take it.
Yeah.
But Kansas City.
See, yeah, I mean, wanting the one seed is, you can't separate it, right? If I'm answering yes to the Indianapolis game, then I'm foregoing the one seed. And the one seed is the one thing we have not experienced yet. And look, I'm not here to tell you that it's absolutely the deal. The Bills could have won any one of these years. These games have all been coin flip games, mostly. The Bengal game wasn't quite that. But the one thing I've not had is the benefit of that rest. And think about the way the season ended 2 years ago. They lost guys in that Miami game that they needed in order to win the division. They lost guys in the Pittsburgh wildcard game. You're just playing with fire at that point in the season to have to go that hard and to have that week off. It's really what this season is largely about to me. And I think a lot of fans and maybe even the organization. And 5 games in, I don't want to put my name on, I'll settle for playing that game somewhere else. I think it's still perfectly reasonable and realistic for them to chase that and win it. And sure, I may end up playing a tougher matchup, but I think the games have been so tight. Get me the rest, and hopefully I haven't been devastated with injury prior to that, that, you know, being able to not work that week and maybe even week 18. Who knows? Could I be so lucky? Like the Chiefs were last year, they get 2 weeks off and then start the playoffs. Man, it would take a lot for me to bail out on that. And just playing the Colts isn't enough for me.
The key to the whole equation might be New England. I mean, if the AFC South is pretty good and you've got three teams vying for first place, and that's games that those teams have to all play against each other, and they also play the West teams. Indy's already played Denver, but they've got the Chargers yet. They've got the Chiefs yet. Like, those games are all coming up. Bills are the AFC North partner this year, and that's really down, and they have only played the Ravens game so far from that division. So the team, maybe the one team that could spoil that for you is the Patriots. If the Patriots roll through an easy schedule and you're going all the way to December having to fight with them,
yeah,
you know, that could be the difference between the one and like the five in the end. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here. Travis Yost coming up at 5. This is WGR.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.